Organized chaos. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files. New advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. We're caught in a massive traffic jam. Those Wi-Fi and Bluetooth devices of ours are clogging the airwaves with their wireless transmissions, competing for limited space. Calls are dropped. Bandwidth is wasted. Now a team from the University of Michigan has developed software to bring order to this wild wireless world. Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and some other gadgets share the same spectrum but use different signaling formats, so they can't coordinate with each other, though they're all programmed to listen for openings of silence before they send their own transmissions. They often still end up occupying the same radio space at the same time, colliding or blocking one another. The new software called GapSense creates a common language of energy pulses and gaps that lets devices coordinate so there are fewer conflicts. It's almost like a built-in air traffic control system. Roger that. In tests, the team got around an 88% reduction in interference on some networks. And when they tested GapSense in a simulated office environment, a 45% collision rate was reduced to 8. Radio signals that get along. No, you go first. After you, please. No, I insist.
The Discovery Files covers projects funded by the government's National Science Foundation.
Learn more at nsf.gov.